at selectquote.com.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Governor Laura Kelly has ruled out using her executive powers to allow for medical marijuana possession in Kansas or to decriminalize the drug, a tactic tried in other states nationally. That means proponents of medical marijuana have one fewer potential option of adding Kansas to the lengthy list of states with legal weed as hopes in the legislature have faded in recent years. And the Kansas Insurance Department is setting up a mobile office in Dodge City on June 8th.
They'll be there from noon to 3 p.m. at the Santa Fe Depot on Wyatt Earp Boulevard. The department employees will assist the public with consumer complaints, fraud reports, licensing, registration, and answer insurance and securities questions. Vicki Schmidt, the insurance commissioner, wants to make their services more accessible and encourages residents of Ford County and neighboring counties to talk to them in person. I'm J.P. Bazin.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor, but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairie Land Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and...
Farmers know a thing or two about being tough, and they hold their wheat to that same standard. Their fields need to be able to take on anything, because there's no telling what tomorrow has in store. That's why Westbred brand wheat offers varieties like WB4699, offering Fusarium head blight tolerance, and WB4792, offering wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Meet your standards of excellence. Plant Westbred. Performance may vary.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The peak of summer travel across our nation's highways has begun, and the Kansas Highway Patrol and law enforcement partners across the state, including the Norton Police Department, have additional enforcement now through Sunday, June 4th, for the annual Click It or Ticket campaign, which encourages seatbelt and child safety seat use for occupants of all ages. The Kansas Highway Patrol will continue to focus on areas of occupant protection, impaired driving, distracted driving, and other traffic safety issues. And throughout this campaign, law enforcement will also educate and enforce the importance of being properly restrained inside vehicles, because buckling up is the simplest thing that can be done inside a vehicle to limit injury and save your life during a crash. Lieutenant Candace Breeshears, Kansas Highway Patrol Public Information Officer, said the Kansas Highway Patrol and all of their law enforcement partners are reminding all Kansans to buckle up every trip, every time. She said adults are the best role models to youth inside vehicles, and when adults use their seatbelts, children will also be using seatbelts and sitting in their appropriate child safety seats. In 2022, across Kansas, 406 people lost their lives in crashes, with more than 58% of those fatalities, 236 vehicle occupants, not wearing seatbelts. So everyone is reminded to make sure that all of your travelers take the time to fasten their seatbelts, as those few seconds could be the ones that save your life or the life of someone you love. For more information on Click It or Ticket, you can visit nhtsa.gov/CIOT. Despite rainfall in western Kansas, winter wheat conditions continue to decline. The USDA reports that the crop is 60% poor to very poor, with 94% of the crop headed. Almost the entire corn crop is in, with 85% emerged, and 71% of soybeans have been planted, with 46% emerged. 51% of pasture and range conditions are rated poor to very poor. Topsoil moisture is rated 50% adequate to surplus, and subsoil moisture is rated 32% adequate to surplus. June 3rd and 4th are free fishing days in Kansas when anyone can fish on any public waters without a fishing license, and this free weekend provides the perfect opportunity to introduce someone to the joys of angling. In Kansas, anyone aged 16 to 74 must have a fishing license to fish, except on free fishing days, and although license requirements are waived, anglers must still abide by all other regulations, such as length and krill limits and equipment requirements. If you're looking for a place to drop a line during free fishing days, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/fishing and click Where to Fish for a list of fishing locations near you. After you've found an ideal spot or two, you can consult the 2023 Kansas Fishing Regulations Summary prior to hitting the water. The summary contains vital information specific to all public waters and even has some handy tips and tricks on tying knots and identifying fish. You can also view an electronic version at ksoutdoors.com/fishing or pick up the hard copy at your nearest licensed vendor. Kansas fishing regulations, forecasts, and more can also be accessed via the Go Outdoors KS mobile app for iOS and Android. With the right location, a variety of baits to choose from, and some cooperative weather, Kansas fishing can be a great time. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has released its Memorial Day weekend holiday activity report, and the reporting period for the holiday ran from 6 p.m. on Friday, May 26th through 11:59 p.m. on Monday, May 29th. The Kansas Highway Patrol worked 4 fatal crashes that were non-DUI related, resulting in 5 fatalities during the reporting period, and they also reported across Kansas 20 DUI arrests, 756 speed citations, 72 adult safety belt citations, 6 teenage safety belt citations, 16 child restraint citations, and 705 motorist assist calls. On Thursday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated its blue-green algae advisory list, lifting Norton Lake, Key Sebelius Reservoir from the list. Marion Lake in Marion County is still under a warning. Kansas recognizes 3 advisory levels, a hazardous status which indicates that a harmful algae bloom is present and extreme conditions exist, a warning status which indicates that conditions are unsafe for human and pet exposure and contact with the water body should be avoided, and a watch status which means that blue-green algae has been detected and a harmful algae bloom is present or likely to develop. People are encouraged to avoid areas of algae accumulation and keep their pets and livestock away from the water. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports that advisories are lifted when cell densities and toxin concentrations dissipate to levels below the watch threshold. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment investigates publicly accessible bodies of water for blue-green algae when the agency receives reports of potential algae blooms in Kansas lakes. And based on credible field observation and sampling results, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports on potentially harmful conditions. If you observe a scum or paint-like surface on the water, small floating blue-green clumps or filaments in the water, or if the water is an opaque green, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment says you should avoid contact and keep your pets away. Once again, on Thursday, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment updated its blue-green algae advisory list, lifting Norton Lake, Key Sebelius Reservoir from the list. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a project to improve a portion of U.S. 36 in Norton is expected to start on Monday, June 12th, weather permitting. The work will include a full-depth pavement reconstruction starting just east of the U.S. 283 junction and ending at the east city limits, and new curb, gutter, and sidewalks will also be installed. During construction, westbound traffic will be restricted to 1 lane through the work zone, and eastbound traffic will be detoured via U.S. 283, Main Street, and Eagles Road, and a 12-foot vehicle width restriction will also be in effect. The project is scheduled to be completed in October, conditions permitting. David S. Mora, 81, of Norton, passed away on April 24th with his wife by his side. The family has chosen cremation with a memorial service to be held at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, June 20th at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Emmanuel Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Fire up the grill with your Jamboree on sale this week. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.48 a pound. Sirloin tip steaks, $4.98 a pound. California cherries, $4.98 a pound. Fresh asparagus, $2.48 a pound. Select varieties Malt-O-Meal cereal, $4.48 each. And select variety Gatorade Thirst Quencher, just $5.99 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project. Come in and see what Cowpoke Supply has to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply, East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA's farm prices report for April continues the trend of most agricultural products, bringing producers lower prices than a year ago. Gary Crawford has more in this report.
Many economists and farmers, for that matter, have been predicting and coping with a continued decline in prices for most of their products. USDA is out now with its farm price index for April, and it falls right in line with those expectations. Except for beef cattle and a couple of crops, prices in April were running well below April of 1 year ago. Corn averaging $6.70 a bushel, down 37 cents from April a year ago. Wheat at $7.31 a bushel, down $1.89. Soybeans at $14.90. 80 cents lower than April of 22. Same story on the livestock side. Lower prices than a year ago for hogs, broilers, eggs, and milk. On the other hand, the contraction in the beef herd had April beef cattle prices averaging 171 a hundredweight. That's $32 above a year ago. As to the prices paid by farmers for what they needed to do business, those prices actually declining from March to April by a microscopic 0.2%, still leaving those prices 1.5% above April a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
DTN reports environmental groups ask a federal court on Wednesday to force the EPA to close what they say is a loophole in agency regulation that allows seeds treated with pesticides to go unregulated. The lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court for the District of Northern California. The Center for Food Safety and Pesticide Action Network North America asked the court to declare the EPA in violation of the Administrative Procedure Act when it declared seeds coated with pesticides as treated articles exempted from the same regulations that were required of pesticides. You're listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Showers and thunderstorms will stay at least a possibility for most of our state through the upcoming weekend. We still have that southerly flow of humid air coming in from the southern plains and the Gulf Coast, along with low pressure troughs slowly moving through and kicking off precipitation. Good rain chances in the western and some of the central counties with more scattered precipitation elsewhere. As for temperatures, we'll stay unusually warm in eastern Kansas through the weekend, but near average in the western counties, the clouds and showers holding the temperatures down a bit through the weekend. On the map, mid-level high pressure still over the Great Lakes and extending into the Midwest. We have another high in the mid-Atlantic states. With this system in place, our weather pattern stays basically the same through the weekend. Low pressure over eastern New Mexico, and we have a trough approaching from northern Texas, touching off showers and thunderstorms. A few strong storms may develop in southwestern Kansas, with a dry line setting up in the western panhandle region, where severe weather is likely today. Dynamics over Kansas don't support severe storms, but a few could drift in from the south. Overnight, thunderstorms should form into a convective complex that'll move into the central counties, where rain chances look pretty good. Saturday looks rainy for most areas, with another batch of moist air coming in. Things dry out a bit on Sunday with low pressure weakening, but showers and thunderstorms will still be possible for most of our area, although precipitation will be a little bit more scattered. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, mid to upper 70s with mid to upper 50s overnight. Low 80s in the north central counties, and tonight we're in the low 60s. Northeast, mid to upper 80s with low to mid 60s for the overnight. Upper 70s and low 80s southwest, and tonight we're in the mid 50s. Low to mid 80s south central, tonight low to mid 60s. And mid to upper 80s in the southeast counties, tonight mid 60s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Thin days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
Call 800-527-4903. That's 800-527-4903. 800-527-4903. Again, 800-527-4903.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
KQ&K is committed to keeping you informed on what's happening locally. Listen to Natalie Hadley with local news four times daily on KQ&K AM and FM.
You gotta toss and turn and feel alright. Hell, feel alright.
listening to us might make you want to drive faster.
But
don't think that excuse will hold up in traffic court.
Sorry.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.
Since our voyage of love began, your touch has thrilled me like the rush of a wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat, baby.
Rock the boat.
Up to now we sailed through every storm, and I've always had your tender lips to keep me warm. Oh, I need to have the strength that flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.